Rachel lives out at Wilshire Hotel. Looks out a window with that glass. Walls are made of cardboard, newspapers on his feet. The old man beats him cause he's too tired to beg. He's got nine brothers and sisters. They're brought up on their knees. Hard to run when a coat hanger hits you on the thigh. Pedro G's a mean old to killing the old man. Slim chance he's going to the boulevard. To the dirty boulevard, I'm gonna get out. To the dirty boulevard, going down. To the dirty boulevard, get it out. This room costs $2,000 a month. You believe it, baby, it's true. Somewhere there's a landlord living there, wets his pants. No one dreams of being a doctor or a lawyer or anything. They just dream of dealing on the boulevard. Give me, you're hungry, you're tired, you pour a piss on it. That's what the statue of bigotry says. All you poor huddled masses, why don't we just go club to death? Get it over with. Dump them on the boulevard and get it out. I'm going down. Get it out. Going down. You ever had rage in your heart? You ever had some rage in your heart? You ever had rage in your heart? Have you ever had rage in your heart? Outside, it's a bright night, there's an opera, Lincoln Center. The Klieg lights shoot out over the Manhattan skyline. Put the lights out on the mean Caesar. Small kid stands by the Lincoln Tunnel, selling plastic roses for a buck. Traffic's backed up to 39th Street. The TV whores are calling the cops out to get sucked. Back at the Wilshire, Pedro sits there dreaming. Found a book on magic in a garbage can. Looks at the pictures, looks up at the cracked ceiling. By the count of three, I'll get out of here and fly away. I want to fly. Fly away. I want to fly from this dirty boulevard. Fly, fly. I want to get out of here. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Fly away.
I want to fly.
Fly, fly. Fly away.
Fly, get, get, get. Fly, 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 fly. I wanna. Thank you and good night.
The Cambridge Bicycle Police say, get on your bike, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, alright, get on your bikes, ride safe, have fun. Alright, alright.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
Thank you. 91.5 WMFO in Medford with Roki Erickson. Roki Erickson. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know.
Well, that's what Kel keeps saying. It's Roki. It's Roki. But I'm like, I've been saying that for 20 years. I've been calling him Roki. I mean, the guy should spell his name right if he wants me to call him Roki. Until then, I'm just going to say the 13th floor elevators.
Okay. You could put an E on the end of his name and call him Rogaine and see what you get from that.
Oh, no.
No, we're not going to go down that path.
No. Roki's still doing well, I think. He was actually...
Roki's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I first, like, found out about... or got into the 13th floor elevators, actually, after finding the newer band, Black Angels, a few years back. I got really into them and realized they're from the same place in Texas. Yeah. So they, that's probably Anthony.
Let's see.
All right.
MFO.
Oh, hang on.
Brian.
MFO, yes.
Brian, Tony here. I'm downstairs.
All right, I'm going to send Jimmy down, all right, man?
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, this is Jimmy here. I'm upstairs.
That goofball's gonna let you in, all right?
I'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
All right, bye.
Go get him.
Ruff.
Anyways, yeah, I found out the Black Angels were heavily influenced by 13th floor elevators, so then I had to like listen to everything by Roki Erickson. If that is the way you say his name.
It is still, I think it's a cool name for a band. 13th floor.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know.
Definitely.
That's up there with Bob Hyman's band, Rash of Stabbings. I mean, that's a great name, too. I mean, there's
I don't know if I know that one.
Great names out there.
But that's, is that a that's good band?
Cool. Rash of Stabbings in the time, yeah, before they broke up. Very good band.
We'll see if we have some. Oh, what about this Suicide Girl? Grand Evolution.
Grand Evolution, yeah, they're doing very well right now, and just a good band. They've been at it for a while.
Friends of yours, right? I mean, you want me to play this for a reason.
I like them, and they're doing very well. They got a bunch of gigs coming up at basically casinos. They're doing like Wolf's Den at Mohegan, and they're doing Twin River and stuff like that.
Cool.
So,
because you asked me to play it, and I have to cover myself because I don't know if I like this. I don't remember. I know we had them on once, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
I can't remember.
And yes, you did enjoy.
Okay, I can't. I'm sorry. We've had 200 bands on here, but here's them. Grand Evolution, Suicide Girl. Go get Tony.
You got it.
Thank you.
personal fault of mine. He knows that I'm a friend of yours, but doesn't know I've crossed the line. But it hasn't stopped me yet. We've all been in one situation or another we regret.
WMFO in Medford. You got some volume down there, Anthony.
Do I?
Nothing. What did you give him? Jimmy James.
Not feeling it. No.
We have Anthony Kaczynski here, but he's finding his ears.
There we go.
You got it?
Yeah.
Great. Right on.
Love going on now.
Good. Greetings.
Good.
All righty.
Greetings, Anthony Kaczynski of Fire King, which we just heard. Well, let me say those other bands, because we had Grand Evolution in there, Suicide Girl. Girl on Top, who I actually offered you a gig, but you're going. We'll talk about you're going away in the fall.
Yeah.
But, Thigh Scrapers will be playing with Girl on Top in the fall.
Yeah.
And then we heard Fire King, The Other Man.
The Other Man, it's from a Sloan tribute album that came out last year on Future Man Records called If It Feels Good, Do It.
And I love Sloan.
Yeah,
that's cool.
They're a great band. And actually, the tribute album's really good. It's 31 songs deep, and there's not a clinker on it. It's really pretty special. A guy named Keith Klingensmith from Detroit put it together. He's in a really good band called The Legal Matters. I don't know if you have their stuff here. It's like
I've heard that name.
Excellent,
but
power pop group. Chris Richards.
We'll look it up in a little bit.
Very cool.
Yeah, Legal Matters are great.
So all right.
They get the Anthony Kaczynski stamp of approval.
And not one clinker.
When I play the next song, remind me. Or when you're... No.
Yeah, we'll figure
remind
it out.
Remind me and
well,
I'll put
I'll
it
remind
in.
You.
I just have such a bad memory. I'm going to, So all sorts of stuff going on with Anthony Kaczynski besides Fire King. You got
Fire King. Yeah.
It was you were with them in Barcelona, right?
I was with Magnetic Fields.
Magnetic Fields.
I've been on a tour for much of the year, and actually this started back in November of last year, where I've been drafted into the touring band with the Magnetic Fields.
Tell us a little bit about Magnetic Fields.
It's cool. It's Stephen Merritt, is a great songwriter, and my old bandmate from Figures on a Beach, Chris Ewan, is also in the touring band too. So we have a 7-piece band on a new record that he put out, that the Magnetic Fields put out this year, called 50 Song Memoir. And it's a pretty cool concept. It's one song for each year of Stephen Merritt's life.
You gonna get it to me?
Oh, nice. Yeah. You should be serviced. Nonsuch Records. I mean, they're not, you know, small time. They should service you.
Right.
They should service you.
In more ways than one.
Yeah. How do you like that? But it's cool.
Get down there.
We do two shows a night, or two shows a city rather. Two shows. You know, two different nights, so it's songs 1 through 25.
Now, was this all in Europe?
No, we did a whole bunch of dates in the U.S. too.
Okay.
So, but it's two nights, age 1 through 25, the first night, 26 through 50, the second.
Oh, very cool.
There's a stage set, there's video projection, there's, we played Berklee Performance Center here in April.
That's
but
right.
But we did the East Coast and West Coast and played shows at Mass MoCA and Brooklyn Academy of Music and just a week.
Can I see some of this stuff? Like, on you? Is it on YouTube?
Some is, but there's all kinds of video for every song. Actually,
right.
If you look
real
it up,
video.
The real video. And what's cool about it, those are the projections that get shown to the audience while we're playing. Too.
Oh, so right on.
It's cool. I've noticed that many of the songs are up on YouTube in that form, which is really cool.
That sounds like very high tech, too,
undertaking.
If they're doing stuff like that. Yeah.
I've never really been affiliated with anything exactly like it. It's a trip to do it. And we just came back from Barcelona. We did a festival there called Primavera Sound that was pretty amazing. Two nights there, and, you know, the venues are like 3,000 people. It was great. And I play a variety of guitars and weird instruments, and I play a uke bass and a.
Are you the main guitarist for them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, there's other people, Shirley Sims and Quince Markham, who play other oddball stringed instruments like bouzoukis and you know auto harps and stuff like this. There's 50 instruments on stage easily.
Right.
I have 10.
Right.
You know, so it's a big deal. I've been really enjoying it. It's great. The people in the
band
are great.
Sounds like a blast.
It is. And we're going to the UK in August and September. We got 6 dates, Edinburgh, Dublin, Bristol, Liverpool, Brighton, and London, and then to a festival in Melbourne, Australia in October.
Oh, please take me.
Yeah, right.
right.
I don't know. That's going to be a long flight, 2 days, and then right back. I hope I survive that one.
I do well in baggage. Yes, I'm fine. Please take me.
Let's do our New York gig we're excited about. We're all excited about New York.
I want to go to the UK.
Yeah, of course we do. Eventually, we'll get there. We're not Anthony Kaczynski yet.
So this has been a kind of a whirlwind year, though. It's cool.
And right.
I'm still trying to finish the next Fire King record, which we'll play some at the same time. So, you know, we've had some changes in the family, but we're doing this gig tomorrow for Cal Cali at the Out of the Blue Gallery with you.
We're all there.
Everybody and their brother and sister is going to be there tomorrow.
A lot of great Boston acts. And I was looking over them. Just about every one of them has been on this show.
Right?
This is almost like the Crash Course concert I dreamed of.
Yeah,
you know?
I feel like I look at the lineup, I've either played in a band with or played a gig with virtually everybody on that bill. It's cool. It's great.
It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of friends.
And we have our new drummer tomorrow, Jonathan Scrancy, who's in Gymnasium, who I am also now the singer for. So
I must have met him at some point. I've seen Gymnasium.
You know, as a general rule, do you ever sleep?
I sleep for, I'm like a sloth.
How can you be in 17 bands time?
I'm trimming it.
How many is it from last year?
I don't think so. Magnetic Fields, Fire King, Trusty Sidekick, Gymnasium, and then I'm kind of on call for other stuff. But I'm keeping, those are the... I'm probably forgetting something too.
Atlantics.
I'm not doing this. They got an upcoming gig that I'm not doing.
Okay.
I'm just
Yeah, you can't do them all.
No.
He has to say no to the Atlantic.
You know.
Jeez. What do you got to play for us?
I'll play a song that's going to be, we'll play it tomorrow, full band, so you'll get to hear it tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's going to be on Speedway, which is going to be the new Fire King record.
Is that an Elvis movie?
Of course it is.
All Fire King albums are named after Elvis movies, if you're not following along.
Hopefully they have nothing in common with the quality of the movie, because like I thought Double Trouble was a pretty good record. Double Trouble is like the worst Elvis soundtrack ever. I think that's the one with Old McDonald on it, you know, with a chick chick here.
Right.
Like when you see when you see him doing it, he looks visibly pained. He's like, my life has come to this.
What year did Double Trouble come out?
I want to say 67.
Yeah, it was over.
Actually, the next phase, I think that's one of the ones that drove into the comeback, you know?
It was right before the black weather. Yeah.
So, but I think that that soundtrack, people say that Clam Bake is a low. I say if you A, B, Clam Bake and Double Trouble, you'll go with Clam Bake every single time. Double Trouble's lame.
What's this one called?
This one's called Today. I think I might have played it on here before, but I really like this song, so
let's do it again. All right. Anthony Kaczynski on 91.5 WMFO.
Bless the parents and the friends. Make no mistake, let's not pretend. No wishing for a happy end that happened in this life. You make the best of what you do, and you do all you can. Take the world and make it better before you leave today. Seem a virtue, and they're true as anything. I'm 58, I'm not in my teens, but I still have my hopes and dreams. Well, there's birth and there's death and there's in between, and here's where we are today. Yeah.
There's great that. Stuff, man.
Thanks.
Great stuff.
I'm really happy with the way the full band version came out in the studio, too. It's obviously more produced than that, but, you know.
Have I only heard it like this? I know that song.
You've only heard it like that, and if you've seen us in the last year or so, you've heard it live. But,
right, right.
So.
Yeah, I definitely know the song.
Yeah. Want me to do another one?
Yeah, what do you got for us?
Well, we're doing also, this is a cool gig. It's a one-off gig on July 28th at Sally O'Brien's, and it's to honor the 40th anniversary of Elvis Costello's My Aim Is True.
So, love that album.
Nicole Tamaro put together three different band leaders. I'm one of them.
Right.
So Joshua Pickering.
I did see that. Nicole put that together,
and
right?
And Tom Baker from Tom Baker and the Snakes, Joshua Pickering, and then I was drafted to lead a band, which is basically going to be Gymnasium. And we're going to go call ourselves the Crimes of Paris for the night. But
nice. I even said to her, I go, if you need more singers, we used to do Radio. She's like, I think we're all set. We'll let those guys entertain
us. We haven't rehearsed any of this stuff yet, so we'll see how that happens. But we're going to do 10 songs each. So it'll be a great night because this guy has like one of the best catalogs
of
ever.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I thought I'd do a Costello song because I love doing them. I mean, we did Tokyo Storm Warning on the Fire King record.
I play it all the time here.
But I'm going to do one that we're not going to do.
Okay.
And I just decided to play it because I love the song. You'll recognize it.
Of course I will.
It's from Get Happy. It's called New Amsterdam.
All right. Anthony Kaczynski, folks.
You're sending me tulips mistaken for lilies. You give me your lip after punching me silly. You turn my head till it rolled down the brain drain. If I had any sense now, I wouldn't want it back again. New Amsterdam, it's become much too much. Till I have the possession of everything she touches. Till I step on the brakes to get out. Clutches, till I speak double touch to a real double duchess. Down on the mainstream, listen to the tick-tock. Crack all the bases that move in on your block. Twice shy and dog-tied because you've been bitten. Everything you say now sounds like it was ghost-written. New Amsterdam, it's become much too much. Till I have the possession of everything she touches. Till I step on the brake to get out of her clutches. Till I speak double touch to a real double duchess. Back in London, they'll take you to heart after a little while. Though I look right at home, I still feel like an exile. Of Liverpool and Motherhide, transparent people who live on the other side, living a life that is almost like suicide. New Amsterdam, it's become much too much. Till I have the possession of everything she touches. Till I tap on the brakes to get out of her clutches. Till I speak double touch to a real double duchess.
You ever hear that at your shows? That's like how I end every one of your songs.
This is a really, really funny thing, right? The Magnetic Fields show is on the contemplative side. It's not like a rock and roll show, right?
Right.
And there's it's not like it's all down tempo or anything like that. It's just not a rock show per se. And there's a great song about writing songs in a bar called Be True to Your Bar. And about, you know, being true to the places and friends that you love. It's a great song. People
give them a plug.
People love this song. And it's the end of the first set on the second night. And we were playing in Barcelona, and the crowd's very demonstrative there in a way that the American audiences have. I mean, it's funny, like
What's different?
In Barcelona, they didn't get a lot of the jokes. there's a lot of humor in the songs, and I think that
they don't get sarcasm.
I don't know if it translated. They stayed. They were really attentive. They were beautiful. But at the end of "Be True to Your Bar," this guy in the audience, it just made me laugh because we never hear it. He went, "Yeah!" It's like, that's so awesome.
It was really good. That's probably a long lost relative of mine.
Yeah. So that's what this feels like. I got my little acoustic guitar in here.
Right.
Are you related to Brian from Boston? You know, Brian.
Could be, but they say I'm Scandinavian now, not Spanish. Even though I've been told I was Irish and Indian my whole life, but who knows? It's a whole other story. What do you have for us next?
Let's do a new... This is a new song. It's not going to get played tomorrow because we've had a limited rehearsal with Jonathan. We're full band, and I think it sounded really good this week, so I'm looking forward to doing this gig, but there's a whole ton of Fire King stuff out there that I won't be able to touch tomorrow. Plus... What do we got tomorrow? 18 bands?
Right.
You have actually 20 to 30 minutes. You have, let's see, figure 10 to set up, 10 to break down. So you have three minutes. You have three songs.
Three songs.
Yeah. Actually, you have three one-minute songs.
We're close. I guess, you know, depending on what time it is, we can go as long as we want.
That's what it says. Fire King to the end. Yeah, there you go.
So we'll take it as far as we can take it.
Yeah, Fire King's the last band. I will give a full list of all the bands soon.
It's a cool gig. Yeah. I hope people can come out, and it's a great cause. Out of the Blue does a lot of good, and they've been anchoring down that sort of like what's left of the bohemian spirit of Central Square for a long time, and you know, we need to be supporting.
Get down there tomorrow. Like that, I think it starts at noon now, noon to midnight. Yeah.
Otherwise,
until when it closes.
If you don't support this stuff, otherwise, all you're going to have is a bank and a CVS, that's going to be it. Nothing else.
Yeah. There's your neighborhood.
There's your neighborhood.
Have fun.
Right. So, anyways, this is a newish Fire King song. Only done it a handful of times, and we'll see if it works on an acoustic guitar. How's that?
Hey, that's fun. I'm sure I'm gonna love it. I haven't heard anything I haven't liked by you yet. So,
all right, it's called "Turn Around, Walk Away."
All right.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. We got Anthony Kaczynski from Fire King here, and that was a brand new Fire King song, brand new,
not recorded, not nothing. So, you know,
sounds good, man.
Yeah. So, want to Want to keep going?
You can keep going. You can talk a little more. Yeah. What do you?
I got a cool gig coming up too that is a little outside of the neighborhood, but it's a great trip anyways. It's in New Salem, Massachusetts,
that's closer than New York, and we're pushing that.
Oh well, yeah. It's not even quite as far as Northampton. Right. So,
New Salem.
My old bandmate in Figures on a Beach, Rick Rolski, is booking this place called the 1794 Meeting House. And they've been putting on music there, and they wanted to get something a bit more rocking, so they brought me in, so I get to do like a full night there.
Nice.
So this is on August
12th. Sounds like a nice old place, probably.
No, it's going to be cool, and I'm going to go out to New Salem and do some, like, I'm doing an acoustic set to start, then we're bringing Trusty Sidekick out to play in the middle, and then Fire King's going to close the evening, so I'll be
a whole night.
Like, if you don't like me, just don't go. But it's cool, and I'm going to get to play some acoustic stuff with Rick too. So
what night is it?
Saturday, August 12th. So I'd like to put in a plug for that. It's a 1794 Meeting House in New Salem, Massachusetts. All right. It's very nice in Western Massachusetts in the summer, and why
sounds
not?
Sounds like a great town.
No, I know. It should be fun.
I bet it's a beautiful town, too.
Yeah, yeah. It's small. It's teeny tiny.
Is that west of Worcester?
It's closer to Northampton than it is to anything else.
So it's north.
It's on the way to the Hampshires.
Yeah. I don't know what he said.
I don't know. That's okay. So when I do acoustic sets, I like to do my own stuff that isn't going to get played later that evening. And then I like to do songs that I like.
Of course.
That might be, I don't know, under people's radar or by familiar artists, but they're not necessarily their most obvious song. And I've been digging doing this song from Aftermath by the Rolling Stones lately. So it's you'll know it. It's called
Give It to Us.
I Am Waiting.
Oh yeah.
I am waiting. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I am waiting. I am waiting. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. Someone to come out of somewhere. You can't hold out. You can't hold out. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, we're waiting. Oh, we're waiting.
Yeah. I like that better.
Very good.
I love that song.
I do
too.
I don't know why, you know, I don't want to get too, because I do that on Facebook all day long. That song has like some sort of resonance with, and I'll just leave it right there, with our political reality right now. For some reason, when I sing it, it feels really, you know, it's a 50-year-old song that feels somehow relevant to this very odd moment we find ourselves in.
Yeah.
So it's been resonating like crazy with me. So
I'm glad you're getting that out. I love it. Stones are my favorite, you know.
And, yeah, I know that.
And yeah, it seems like a lot of people have a Stone song when they come in. It's like that should be a thing. Like you can come on the show, song. But you have to do a Stone song.
I like it, man. It'll keep
everyone.
Happen,
yeah.
Right. So yeah. I can't just do that one. I'd have to do another.
Next time it has to be a different one.
I'll do an acoustic version of Have You Seen Your Mother?
Yeah, we'll do that. At least with Anthony, we'll try and make everyone do it. But
I could do it, actually.
Yeah,
he can do it right now.
I heard it. What next?
Let's do one from Double Trouble that we are going to do tomorrow.
Do you want to do a recorded to take a break, or do you want to keep going? You're fine.
Yeah,
All right.
I woke up this morning, I was like, bah, but, you know, Rachel made
I heard it in your voice a little, but you seem okay now.
Rachel made me some tea, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when you first came in, when you're talking, your voice, but you sound like you got through it.
I got through it, man.
Yeah.
It's hard to sing before, like, 8 p.m.
Right. I know. But you've cleared yourself out, I can hear.
Cleared myself out. So this is from Double Trouble, but we'll do it acoustic-y style, jammy cano, just like Sunday.
All right.
Great cut.
Of course it's fun. It's Anthony Kaczynski on the Crash Course for the Ravers.
Yeah, nothing says fun like Anthony Kaczynski.
Oh, you want to do the legal ID? It's about that time.
Yeah.
Do it.
Do you know how to do it?
No, tell me.
it's a dark art. just say whatever you want, and then WMFO in Medford.
Oh, like you know, hey, this is
yeah, okay. yeah. You have to do this once an hour, so
yeah. Okay.
Somehow, if I can figure out how to take it out of the show, right. We'll use it.
Yeah.
Know?
Hey, kids, this is Anthony Kaczynski of Fire King, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Perfect.
Right?
It's yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really good.
I like this that. This is not the first time you've done that, dude. Come on. Nice.
What else is going on? You want to plug anything else before
oh,
you?
Oh, God. You know what? Let's do it. Let's play a tune from Speedway. It's like a rough mix thing, but it sounds, you know, I think it's up to snuff here.
The one I have in here?
I'm trying to think, can you tell me how many tracks are on the disc?
Well, it's
in there?
The one that you said that we played track 6 off of.
Okay, go to track 2.
I got it on track 2.
It's called Love
I
Me.
I did hear you say
Love
that.
Me, Kill Me, Love Me, and it's from the upcoming Speedway. It may get an overdub or two, but it's substantially done enough where I feel.
Love Me, Kill Me.
Love Me.
Love Me. All right. New Fire King. First time ever played on the radio?
I believe so.
Right
I
on. I love
so.
This.
You got a debut.
Exclusive. Here.
Exclusive.
It's a world.
Exclusive.
Boom. 91.5 MFO.